Welcome to this episode of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Jennifer Smithson with the Child and Family Center. Today I am with Linda Lewis, who is a teacher here at the Vanderbilt Child and Family Center, and we will be discussing her role as a caregiver. Linda, who are you currently providing care for?
Right now I am caring for my grandmother, who just turned 95, and then I still have children that have graduated from college but have had to move back home. So I have my house full. So actually, my grandmother is in a nursing facility, which does help me quite a bit, but it's still where I have to go and take care of her needs.
How long have you been caring for your grandmother?
I got my grandmother since October of 2008. It was due to a death in the family. She was in Florida with my uncle, and then when he passed away, I took over the responsibility. Even though my dad is still alive and his brother, they're both in their, my uncle's in his 60s, my dad is 76, so they weren't able to care for her.
How do you balance holding down a full-time job and taking care of your grandmother?
It's pretty much, I have to prioritize. I make sure that when I leave in the morning and stuff, that everything and stuff is taken care of for my grandmother. I'm very fortunate that I have a spouse who's extremely supportive, so that he pretty much manages the home front, and he's a school teacher, so he's home during the summer months, so dinners and stuff are all pretty much taken care of. But we do sit down on a weekly basis and try to see what things and stuff have to be taken care of, and just go with it from there, knowing that, you know, my drive here is an hour, and that is probably some of my saving grace. I have, you know, that time for me to be able to take care of myself and whatever needs and stuff that I have, as far as spiritually or, you know, just making sure that I'm ready to go when I get to work.
Are there some other things that you do to kind of make sure that you're keeping yourself balanced and centered, so you don't get overwhelmed by the stress of the responsibilities that you have?
Yes, I do. I do walk when I get home, and as far as listening to particular music and stuff, as far as on my drive home, it really helps as far as keeping myself, you know, focused with me. And I do take, I have a jet tub, and it comes in quite handy. So I do take some long bubble baths and stuff like that, but I do make sure that I have to have time for myself, even with all the other responsibilities. And it's like I said, it's very fortunate for me that I do have, my children are grown. I don't have real small children, because therefore I'm not sure as far as how that balance and stuff would work with small children. So, I mean, as far as my kids can at least do things for themselves, so therefore I'm not constantly thinking, oh, I've got to drop this one off here or do something for somebody. But I do believe it's extremely important to keep yourself mentally and as well as physically in the best shape and stuff that you can.
Do you have any advice or tips for other families that are going through a similar situation or maybe going through this in the future?
I think when you do take on this, at first and stuff, I knew that it was something that I had promised to do for my uncle. We had talked about it, and I had no idea that he was even sick. So it was kind of like one of those, oh, yeah, okay, here she is, you know. So it does take a strong couple, as well as, you know, the amount of things and stuff that I have to do for my grandma has been unbelievable, such as contacting Medicare and stuff like that, that you don't even, it doesn't even enter into the picture. You're thinking, the only thing you're thinking about is taking care of that one loved one. But I can, you know, I tell you that it took me a good 4 months in which to be able to get all her checks and stuff going to the nursing facility that she is, and making sure I have appointments with her doctors to make sure that, you know, that everything is being taken care of for her point. It's just like, I mean, everything that you would do for your children is what you end up having to do for a loved one, whether they're physically with you in your home or whether they're in a nursing facility. I did think at first that I was going to be able to keep my grandma home with me because she was up and mobile and she could walk around and stuff like that, but I could tell within a week's time when she was there that it was far more care than I could ever imagine. So I think you really have to assess your situation. I think you really need to look at, you know, every aspect as far as taking in a loved one. And, you know, I'll tell you what, the rewards of seeing my grandma smile and knowing that she's here with me, because I couldn't imagine trying to do this and going to Florida once a month to check on her because of her medication and stuff like that. It's very important that you keep on top of it as well. Again, if you do not take care of yourself, I mean, you can. I found out that I was becoming bankrupt, and I mean, as far as my physical health, and therefore I had to make that a priority. And I'm very fortunate. The centers wholeheartedly believe in this. They send me information and stuff. They have workshops and classes. So if you're going to be taking on this responsibility, I suggest you start seeking out those places and going for those classes. It mentions different things. My grandma happens to have dementia, which is a form of Alzheimer's. So learning her stages and what's going to happen to her was extremely important to me. So I think as far as gathering any information, some which you can, so that prepares you for what's going to happen. There's good days and there's bad days, and you cannot dwell on the bad days. You've got to go for it and hold on to the good days, because, I mean, she physically does not even know who I am. She just calls me that girl. But when I come into the room, her face lights up, and that's all the thing that's important to me.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to sit down and talk with me.
It's not my pleasure.
Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.